Tyson's Treasure. Written by Dale Meyer. Narrated by Barclay Craig. Prologue. Tyson Morgan sat in front of the compound's dining room table. He hadn't seen such an incredible collection of men and women in one place since he had left the military. He never expected to see them in the private sector. Levi spoke up. "Everyone, this is Tyson. He and Jace will be joining us." Tyson glanced at Jace. They both turned to look at Michael. Michael shrugged. "Hey, I said this was a good place to be. You've trusted me before. Trust me now." "We wouldn't be here if we didn't." Michael smiled. "Then take it easy and relax." A beautiful woman walked toward them and handed them empty cups. She pointed to the coffee maker on the sideboard. "Go ahead and help yourself." Tyson glanced from the coffee to her. "Thank you." She beamed at him. "Don't worry about those guys. Every one of them has a really ugly bite. But the only bite you'll get is if you're on the opposite team." Jace snickered. "Hopefully we're all on the same team here." "We are. We've been lucky," Levi said. Just then Stone's voice wafted through the house. "Vehicle approaching." Levi stood and took a look out the window. "Good, she's early." "Kit's Kai," Ice chuckled. "What did you expect?" "Kai has never been late for anything in her life." Michael asked, "Kai? That's a very unusual name. I've only known one person with that name." Jason Tyson turned to look at Levi. "The weapons instructor?" "She's private now, working for her own development company. But yes, she's coming here to discuss some additional training." Tyson felt a stir of interest inside, which was an improvement over everything being just plain dead for so long. He had walked away from the military after his ideals had been shattered at the betrayal of several SEAL buddies of his. He hadn't had anything intrigue him in a long time. Even coming here hadn't been a decision on his own as much as it had been following Jason Michael. But Michael had been a large part of it. If this place was good enough to bring him out of retirement, then maybe this was where Tyson belonged too. Kai, well, he remembered her as being a small, dark-haired dynamo who could put a man in his place in seconds. Not just by her tone of voice, since she was military all the way. Not one of the men would have crossed her. She held their respect and their admiration, and he knew more than a few guys who gave her the top spot in their wet dreams. He glanced at Michael and saw laughter in his expression. Mercy, Michael's partner, kissed him on the cheek. Michael wrapped an arm around her and tucked her up close. They were new in town. Apparently they were purchasing land together, building a place right next to the compound. Not a bad idea. There was some confusion about Mercy's future, except for one part of it. She was firmly attached to Michael. Tyson didn't know what that felt like. He'd been alone for the last 2 years, since he'd lost his wife and child. His life had taken such a downward turn that he didn't know which way was up anymore. He just put one foot in front of the other because that was what he needed to do. But his heart hadn't been in it for a long time. He'd have been lost without Michael this last year. The door burst open, and the same dark-haired dynamo he remembered well strode inside, her grin flashing. "Good morning, all. Ready for a fun morning?" Her gaze roamed from one to the other, almost mentally counting them off, adding names, judging, and assessing. When she turned and studied Tyson, she said, "Hello, Tyson. How are you doing?" She'd been his wife's best friend when they were growing up, and the pain just never seemed to end. He nodded his head. "I'm doing great. You?" She tilted her head on the side as if seeing the lie for what it was. "You aren't doing great. You are doing barely okay. You're still in survival mode." She rubbed her hands together. "And that's a good thing, because I came here to kick somebody's ass. You're it." Chapter 1. Tyson reached for a towel and wiped his face. He had to appreciate the huge weight room and open floor space Levi had built here. The new room to the side, he did not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?